Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about accountability and responsibility. I was just having a conversation with one of my clients around this subject matter. Because one of the things that we forget as adults is what we are modeling to our children. Now, this is so very important because kids do what they see us do. The younger they are, the deeper the imprint in their subconscious mind that will bring them to doing those things that perhaps we'd rather they not. This matters big time. So the conversation was regarding how my client's ex, will use the word can't, C-A-N-apostrophe-T, with their children when she is unable to do something. However, what seems to be the truth is much more likely that can't isn't the true word to be used in this situation. It's more like a choice to not be present. So let us use our words correctly. If you're making a choice, call it a choice, and then explain why it is that you're making the choice that you are. And be transparent about it, authentic, because this is the thing. If you want your children to be honest, authentic, transparent with you, they're only going to do it if you're the same with them. And there's right ways of doing this, and there's wrong ways of doing this. The right way is to just say, honestly, from the heart, I'm really sorry. However, I have this other thing that's really important to me that I only can do this one time, that I need to take advantage of, or I won't be able to do what I need to do moving forward. Be really clear why that particular thing that you're doing is so important to you. Maybe it has to do with your career track. Maybe it has to do with being there for a friend who really needs you in a really hard time, a challenging time they're going through. Whatever the truth is, because people can learn to accept good reasons why a person might make a different choice. Lying about it is not okay. Because this is another thing I can tell you from another one of my clients that I worked with years ago, who told her child, who saw her with her own eyes, the 10-year-old did, her mother smoking in her car. And the mother sat there and denied it. And in that situation, I pulled the mom aside and I told her, quite frankly, if you want your child to lie to you, you're teaching her exactly how to do it because she saw you with her own eyes. Only if you want her to trust and respect you, stop lying to your child. Demonstrate the behaviors you would like your child to demonstrate. Teach them that they have responsibilities in this world. I had another client the other day who was really upset that hoodies, you know, the sweatshirts with the hoods on them, the big hoods where you can't see the face, are not allowed to be worn in his school. and he thought it was a stupid rule. His grandmother, who was once a special ed teacher, explained a situation she had to contend with in the school she worked at regarding a kid in a hoodie doing things he wasn't supposed to be doing, hiding his face, therefore his identity, with the hoodie, which is why they're not allowed in his school. The kid still didn't like that idea. And that's okay. You don't have to like every rule. However, until you're in a situation where you can create your own rules, and we talked about entrepreneurship and being his own boss later on in life, although he'll still have to pay taxes and do certain other things, depending on what the company is that he decides to found, if he goes in that direction when he's a little bit older. He's only 12 years old now. One has to follow the rules. And his grandmother explained that all societies have rules because that is how we know what is expected of us. It's how we keep one another safe. And the point of that whole conversation was to let him know that there are going to be things in life that you may not agree with, you may not like, and yet you still have to comply. It is the expectation of your greater society. So explain in simple terms that your child can understand, age appropriate, in terms of why you are making the choices you are making. Because these are indeed choices. Take the word can't out of your vocabulary, because this is not the way you want your child to think, that they have the ability to not do something, coming up with the excuse that they can't do it. Wrong approach. You want your child to always feel that they can be resourceful enough, innovative enough, to figure out a way to make something happen that they truly want to make happen. That's a can-do attitude. C-A-N space D-O attitude. Going forward, always remember your kids are like sponges. The younger they are, the more they're going to soak up of the environment in which they live. Do your best to create the environment that will produce the kind of personality that you would like your child to have. And then you will more likely than not create that. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.